Daniel 2, reading 4, The Dream. Summary of the internal sense says, the progress of the Babylonish religion follows. First, the rulers would learn and teach the goods and truths of heaven and the church, and afterwards they would backslide, until nothing remained except what was adulterated, thus what was merely false and evil. And then the Lord would come. The series of metals in the dream, from most precious to least, and the parts of the body, from highest to lowest, correspond to our states as we grow up, from the innocence of infancy to old age, as the passages below say. The Lord provides that we get off to a very good start in life. Our states in infancy and childhood provide a basis for a heavenly adult life. Although the sweet states of infancy decline as we grow up and face the evils of human nature, those first states are still with us, and we can return to them and fulfill them through regeneration. In this verse, we can think of what we see when we take a hard look at ourselves. This is verse 31. Thou, O king, wast seeing, and behold a great image. This great image, whose manifestation was excellent, stood before thee, and its appearance was terrifying. Arcana Celestia 13:26. By Babel is signified worship, in which interiorly there is the love of self, and therefore all that is filthy and profane. The love of self is nothing else than man's proprium. From self-love, that is the love of self, or man's proprium, all evils flow, such as hatreds, revenges, cruelties, adulteries, deceits, hypocrisies, impiety. Verse 32 and 33. This head of the image was of good gold, his chest and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of bronze, his legs of iron, his feet partly from iron and partly from clay. Arcana Celestia 30:21. By that statue were represented the successive states of the church. By the head, which was gold, is meant the first state, which was celestial or heavenly, because it was a state of love to the Lord. By the breast and arms, which were silver, it means the second state, which was spiritual, as it was a state of charity toward the neighbor. By the belly and thighs, which were bronze, the third state is meant, which was a state of natural good. Natural good is of love or charity toward the neighbor in a degree below spiritual good. By the feet, which were iron and clay, is meant the fourth state, which was one of natural truth, which is iron, and also of no coherence with good, which is clay. True Christian Religion 7:62. Four churches have existed on this earth since the creation of the world. This is in accordance with divine order, which requires that there be a beginning and then its end before a new beginning starts in. Therefore, every day begins with morning, progresses, ends in night, and then begins anew. Also, every year begins with spring, progresses through summer to autumn, closes in winter, and then begins again. And in order that these changes may take place, the sun rises in the east, progresses from there through the south to the west, and finishes its course in the north, after which it rises again. It is the same with churches. The first, which was the most ancient, was like the morning, spring, and the east. The second, or ancient church, was like day, summer, and the south. The third was like evening, autumn, and the west. And the fourth, like night, winter, and the north. From these orderly progressions, the wise men of ancient times inferred four ages of the world, the first of which they called the Golden Age, the second the Silver Age, the third the Copper Age, and the fourth the Iron Age. By which metals, moreover, these churches are represented in Nebuchadnezzar's statue. And again, in the Lord's sight, the church is seen as a single man. And this larger man must pass through his stages of life like an individual. That is to say, from infancy to youth, from this to manhood, and finally to old age. And then, when he dies, he will rise again. The Lord says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Verse 34, thou wast seeing until a stone was cut out, not by hands, which smote the image on his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Arcana Celestia 64:26. Here, by a stone, in the highest sense, is meant the Lord, and in the relative sense, his spiritual kingdom. That the stone was cut out of a rock signifies that it was from the truth of faith, for this is signified in the word by a rock. And as the truth of faith is signified by stone and rock, it is the Lord's spiritual kingdom that is also signified, for this kingdom is in the truth of faith, and from truth in good. That a rock signifies the Lord as to the truth of faith is because by a rock is also meant a bulwark against falsities. The bulwark itself is the truth of faith, for combat is waged from this truth, both against falsities and against evils. Questions. How do you see the states meant by the precious metals and parts of the body showing up in infants and children? Is it orderly for heavenly love and spiritual truth to come down into natural life, like nerve signals from the head flowing down all the way to the feet? Is a virtuous cycle possible, as well as degeneration? How do we forget the Lord's gifts and fall into making idols? How does Babylon get control of us? Have you had the experience of suddenly realizing that you have made a horrible mistake, like being hit by a big stone? The Lord gives us the truth not to condemn us, but to set us free. In what positive sense is old age like night, winter, and the north? What are some of the uses of old age?